why that low-fat diet may actually be doing more harm than good. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. For decades, we've been hearing about saturated fats and the possible connection to obesity, diabetes, cancer, and heart disease. We've also been told to avoid or consume less of foods such as meats, cheese, and dairy. But there's at least one argument that more fat, rather than less, is what's actually leading to better health and weight loss.
Animal foods, fat, more fat in the diet is shown to be healthier in clinical trials.
Nina Teichel, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Big Fat Surprise, Why Buttermeat and Cheese Belong in a Healthy Diet, says she decided to write the book after spending time writing a restaurant review column in New York. She argues the real health problems began several decades ago when Americans in this land of ours began eating less fat and substituting with more carbohydrates.
What happened in 1960 is we started the low-fat, low-saturated fat diet, and we took fat and protein out of our diet. We ramped up carbohydrates. We've increased the carbohydrates by 25% over the last 30 years. We need to back down from that high carbohydrate diet.
As a result, the cattle and dairy industry has gotten a bad rap over the years.
Bad rap for all these foods and also for the American people who have stopped eating those foods, and obviously their health has not gotten better for that.
For more information about Teichel's book, check out our website at www.thebigfatsurprise.com. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.